Honey, the kids are going nuts. Everybody's stir crazy. And my patience is running thin.
It's almost lunchtime. Why don't we go to Caitlin's? Their food is amazing. And they have those awesome baskets filled with fun to keep the kids pacified and entertained.
Oh, that sounds perfect. What is it you like to get there again?
Ooh, for starters, I love their green chili and chicken nachos. Then, I usually get Moe's queso with the ground chuck patty, cheddar, and jack cheese, diced onions, tomatoes, and green chilies between two warm flour tortillas, served with a side of green or red chili. Yum! What about you?
Well, I'm famished, so I think I'll get one of their 13 sandwiches. Maybe I'll get one of each. And I love the way you can get their sandwiches made into wraps instead. Maybe one of their bacon green chili cheeseburgers, or their salads, or
honey,
or their
rein it in. Kids, we're going to Caitlin's.
Caitlin's Restaurant, at the corner of Mississippi and South Birch Street, just east of Colorado Boulevard in Glendale. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Caitlin's Restaurant. You'll love it every bite of the way.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Welcome back to Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Bob Leonard talking to you today about some mixed topics, and we're doing it on purpose because although we're personal injury lawyers, and that's what we do, and that's how we take care of you, we can put you in contact with, we can help you with the hail damage that you've received, the storm damage that's occurred in this last week of terrible storms that have occurred in Colorado. And this is important. We've talked to you a little bit about it. And, you know, Bob, when we talk about what kind of insurance coverages there are, there's a lot of things that are covered within a policy. But when we start talking about the things that are covered within a policy, we have to talk about what is covered as a result of the storm, as a result of the hail.
When we talked about the damage to your personal residence, your property, your home, we talked basically, so there's another section that covers your personal property. And we kind of addressed the issue of floods. But we were talking earlier, you know, the thing with the dwelling, you know, the land, you don't lose the land unless your house burns down or floods out. You know, you don't really have damage to the land, but you have the value of the house. So you need to be talking with your agent about how do I value my house? What is the value of my house if I have a total loss or a partial loss? And what about inflation? I mean, how do I ensure that I have enough money if the house increases in value? And then what about my personal property? I think those are three big areas that someone who's been flooded out would want to know right away. How do I recover from this loss?
And that's where, if you're going to your policy or if you're going to make a claim, the one of the first things you want to find out if you have what's called actual cash value versus replacement cost value. And what's going to be given to you, or some kind of enhanced replacement cost value, or some kind of hybrid actual cash value. And Bob, when people do this, it amazes me how many times we get calls, and people have not had that explained to them by their agent. So they were out there buying this policy that they think was giving them comfort and security in their condo, in their apartment, in their personal residence, in the home they owned. They thought they were getting great coverage, and they had the security and belief that everything was okay. And what do they find out?
They find out that there's not enough money to repair the roof. There's not enough money to cover the losses of their property because they were sold. They thought the insurance would cover the total cost of the loss. Well, a lot of times they don't even, you know, when we're talking about actual cash value versus
replacement costs.
You know, people think they have replacement costs. Unless you read your policy, you may find out that, let's say you have a house with a wooden roof, a shake roof, and it was put on 15 years ago. And the value of the roof, they say the lifetime of the roof is maybe 25 years. Well, guess what? They're not going to give you the full value of that roof. They're going to depreciate that value of the roof because you've had the use of that roof for 15 years. You're going to find out that there's a real shortage if you're trying to replace that roof.
Now that's called actual cash value. They take what it's actually worth at that time with a straight depreciation number. They don't look and say, well, this one's in really good shape compared to the other ones like you might do with the car. They simply look at the roof and they say, it's been on for 15 years. We're going to deduct a percentage for each year or for the total 15 years. And this roof that might cost $35,000 or $40,000 to be able to put on your house, now they're going to give you $15,000. And they're going to say, there you go. We've given you $15,000 and you got to get your new roof put on. And you're saying, well, where do I come up with the other $20,000? And the thing is, your insurance hasn't covered it. Now, I want to tell you something. When I looked at my policy the other day and I have replacement cost value because I understood the difference and I wanted to make sure I had it. The extra charge for me to have replacement cost value on my home to make sure I get the full amount was $35. That's what the extra cost was. It's not that expensive. Now, some insurance companies may cost you a couple hundred dollars. Spread it out over 12 months and realize you're maybe spending $20, $30 a month to get that extra value, to get that extra protection. And why is this important? Because are you going to get the roof done? Are you going to be, when you get the $10,000 or $15,000, are you going to put it in your pocket? Because you think, oh, I can just put it in my pocket and worry about it later. Or if another storm comes up, I can get it taken care of that way. Or if I sell it, I can just get it taken care of that way. It'll all come out in the wash. But what people forget or what people don't realize is we have a very important, across our nation, we have a very important report that's known as a CLUE report. And Bob, when we start talking about the CLUE report, what's the CLUE report got in it?
Well, Brad, it's a large database maintained by the insurance companies where they every time you call in and report a loss to the insurance company, it gets put in the database. So when they look back and see what your losses are, they have a full record of your house. And, you know, the CLUE database can actually prevent you from getting insurance, or maybe you have to pay more insurance. It rates your property if you've had multiple losses. So, for example, if you had major, let's say you had a hail loss 4 or 5 years ago and you have a new hail loss recently, when you go to sell your house, you know, they're going to show that you have 2 or 3 reports of damage to your house. Even if they don't pay you anything, even if they don't pay you a penny for the claim, you're still in the database.
And this is called CLUE. You can look it up on your own home. You, through the internet, you can figure out how to do it. You can look it up on yourself. You can find out whether or not and what's been reported. And you can know whether or not the repairs were done. You can know whether or not the appropriate action was taken with respect to the damage to the house. And it'll say, hey, the roof was totaled and we only gave them $15,000. And they're going to say, well, did you fix your roof? And they're going to say no. And now it's affected the value of your property. It's affected your next claim. Cause some problems. So it's important that you make these claims. It's important that you have the insurance coverage. It's important you do the right thing. Now, the whole process starts with making a claim, knowing your policy and making a claim. And so really the whole process starts with your insurance agent giving you the proper coverage and you understanding this coverage and looking at it. And so you've got to take a look at it. And please listen to the prior segments, listen to our show, watch what we've been talking about, get the information to make sure you have the right coverage. But then it talks about making a claim. And there are going to be deadlines in your policy. And your policy is going to require those deadlines to be met. And one of them is how long it is before you make a claim. And each policy is going to be different. But Bob, the insurance companies, they enforce these deadlines. They make sure they're followed.
Yeah, if you know, even in the deadlines have to be followed. If you miss a deadline, and sometimes you might have to file within 1 year. If you don't file within 1 year, you may be precluded from making claiming a loss on your property. And then, you know, next time you have another hailstorm, they might say, well, you already have damage on your roof. We're going to discount it for that damage that was old. So, I mean, if you have a claim, you need to get that filed quickly and in a timely manner. Otherwise, you may have a loss of being able to collect on your policy.
And sometimes it might be shorter. Don't just think because we said a year, it's a year. It may be a shorter time period. You've got to make sure you pull out your policy. And folks, if you don't have your policy, if you don't have your deck page, your agent will send it to you in a minute. All you got to do is call up your agent, leave a message if you need to, say, here's my email, send me a copy of my policy with a deck page. I want to see it. Another thing that happens is when you have this hail damage, when you have this damage to your property, you're going to have certain time periods by which you have to make the replacement. by which you have to carry out the work. And if you don't get that done, the insurance company may not pay for it. That's an important part.
And a lot of times what the insurance company will do, let's say you had a loss worth $2,000, they're going to give you maybe the actual cash value to start the work, and they'll give you the rest of it after you complete the work. So if the work's not completed, you're not going to get paid. You're not going to get the full value of your loss that the insurance company owes you, and you know that you need to rely on what you expect because you pay the premium. I understand you pay a premium to be protected, and you know sometimes it feels like the insurance company is not protecting you, but you know you've got to make sure that you follow the strict guidelines in your policy. Otherwise, you could be left out there without damages and no way to get the damages paid for.
And that's important also. You have to understand what the insurance company is paying for, how they're paying for it, what they're going to pay, and when they're going to pay it. We're going to talk some about that because we're going to talk about the players involved in a claim in the next segment. We're going to talk about who gets involved and what you might have to do and why you want an attorney to help you through this if it comes to that point. Yes, is it all right to start initially with certain ways to approach the damage to your property? Yes. But you've got to understand, you've got time limits. You've got time requirements. You've got the way you phrase it. Do you phrase it as a flood to my house or water damage to my house? How did it occur? Did it occur from a broken pipe? Did it occur from a hole in the roof when the storm blew some shingles off? Did it occur from groundwater coming in through the window or rising up and flooding from the foundation? You've got all these questions that need to be answered, and it's really important that as you start down this process, you find out what the adjuster's going to say.
You know, I had a situation, Brad, where a basement was, I hate to use the word flooded, but the water came in the basement and ruined the basement. You know, we didn't call it a flood. We were able to argue that it was a failure of the plumbing system. You know, it's semantical, but there's a big difference saying my house was flooded and my sprinkler system, which was connected to my plumbing system, failed and burst. One could be covered and one probably will not be covered. The flood, unless you have flood insurance, you're out of luck. Burst pipe, there's a high probability you could get some recovery.
And then you're going to ask whether you get actual cash value or whether you get fair market value. Are they going to replace everything to its original condition or give you new things to its original condition? Or are they going to give you some money or say, this is all the more you get? You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are personal injury lawyers. Today, though, we've taken a break to talk to you about the very important problem of hail damage and flood damage and what happens to your home. If you have questions, you call us at 303-795-5900. Contact us at bellpollock.com. championsofthepeople.com. We're here to help you. We want to help you for your personal injury matters. And now, if you've had a problem in your from a flood or a hail damage, give us a call. We'll be right back.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell & Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys. This is Your Legal Minute. You know, I tell you what, when you sit down to make a recipe, do you follow the recipe? Do you use the right ingredients, the right amounts of ingredients, the cooking instructions? Same thing for a legal game plan. You've been injured, you need a legal game plan. You need to understand what the steps are. You need to understand what the ingredients to success are. You need to know the steps, the sequence of the steps, what to do and how the insurance company is going to try to beat you with their own insurance game plan against you. You need your own legal game plan. You can't guess. You wouldn't guess at a recipe. You have legal game plans and you have game plans in sports. Sometimes the game plans have to be adjusted at halftime. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We have a legal game plan for you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com. It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell & Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell with the law firm of Bell & Pollock. This is Your Legal Minute. You know, we're injury attorneys. We're here to help you, to teach you, to educate you. You're injured in a car crash. You're going to talk to the insurance adjuster for the very first time. maybe the second time. They're going to say, well, we're going to send you out a few forms. You fill them out and send them back to us. Should you do that? No. Part of those forms are releases. You're releasing your medical records to the insurance company, and probably they're going to be able to republish them to any place they want to. Do you want that? Do you want your medical records going to an insurance database, a central insurance database, where hundreds of insurance companies can access your records because you signed their few forms? I don't think so. You're not going to sign their questionnaire. You're not going to sign their few forms. You're going to call Bell & Pollock. ChampionsOfThePeople.com. We're there to help you.
Bell & Pollock. Find them online at ChampionsOfThePeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Welcome back. Brad Pollock, Bob Leonard here to talk to you about your property damage. We are personal injury lawyers. Yes, we're talking to you today about your property damage. You know what? Bob and I have handled cases like this in the past. Other lawyers in our office have handled cases like this in the past. But we stopped yesterday and we took a look and we did special research just to be able to help you understand some of what you need to do for the damages that people are experiencing as a result of the hail and the rain and the storms that have occurred throughout our state. We knew it would be an important topic, and we wanted to make sure you understood what was happening. So, yeah, we stopped and we spent some time to figure it out, and we want to make sure. Now, have we handled cases like this? Yes. Can we put you in contact with competent people who can handle cases like this? Yes. And so if you had a problem like that, give us a call, 303-795-5900. ChampionsOfThePeople.com or BellPollock.com. And it's like I've said, I've dealt with cases where the initial offer from the insurance adjuster is a couple thousand bucks when the damage was over $100,000. Those people would have lost over $100,000 of damages and repairs to their home if they hadn't contacted us. When storms like this happen, insurance companies hire more adjusters. They hire more people to go out and look at your house. A lot of times they're unlicensed. They're untrained. They are people that hire on with the insurance companies on a repetitive basis. So they know that they want to give low valuations so they can make the insurance company like them and want to use them more often. They hurt you in a lot of ways. Don't just stop with the insurance company adjuster. There are other people you want to talk to.
Brad, there's a whole group of people out there that are professional adjusters that you can hire. Professional adjuster. Their companies, they'll go out there and look at the roof of your house. Let's say your roof is hail damaged. They're giving an evaluation of what they think it is. It may be different from one of the insurance companies. Brad was saying, when we have hailstorms, we have people come into the state from come into Colorado from all over. Some are hired by the insurance company. We have fly-by-night roofing companies to come in, saying they're going to work with the insurance company to get you a great deal on your roof. Beware, be cautious. You know, when you're just asking for trouble if you hire someone without any kind of reputation or permanent residence in Colorado.
Yeah, you know, it's very simple. The storm comes through, the hail beats a certain section or housing development. Next thing you know, you've got all sorts of flyers on your door saying, hey, let us look at your roof. Let us look at your roof. Let us look at this. Let us look at that. And you've got three, four, five different companies. First thing you need to do is look them up. Check them out. See if they have Colorado ties. See if they've been around in Colorado for a while. See if they're located. Why? Because if this is the company you hired to do your roof, are you going to have warranty protections? Are you going to be able to go back to them if you're not happy? Are they going to have a good reputation with the insurance company? Let them look at it, figure out one that's got some good ties and looks reputable and looks good. Let them look at the damage around your house. Tell them to walk around the whole house. Tell them to get on the roof. If they don't get on the roof, don't hire them. Tell them to look on the roof. Tell them to look at everything and see what the damage is and give you some kind of estimate or understanding of what the damage is. So then you can call up and make a claim under your policy.
Well, you know, the insurance company is going to send out their own adjuster. And you know what happens probably a lot is your insurance company will evaluate the claim and say, you know, it's maybe $10,000 in damage or $20,000 in damage. You know, you either have a professional roofing company come and examine the roof, or you hire a public adjuster to be your agent to take a look at the roof. Let's say he says the value is $30,000. At that point, what do you do, Brad?
You're going to have to make a claim. You're going to have to probably go through the policy to exercise your rights. Now, I would always say, if you've had somebody look and tell you you've got the damage and given you an itemization showing you all this stuff, make sure that that contractor meets with the insurance company adjuster. This is not a public adjuster. This is the insurance company adjuster, meets with them when they come out, but make sure that contractor is going to be an advocate for you to get the repairs done to your house to make it right. Have them meet, have them go through the problems together so you can get a fair adjustment from the insurance company. And then if it doesn't work, now you might have to call in the public adjusters.
You know, if that happens, there's a part of your policy talks about what's called the appraisal process. So let's say you're in a conflict with your insurance company that's valued the roof, and they undervalue the roof, and you think it's worth a lot more. You may have to, your policy, you can't necessarily take it to court, but you have to go through the appraisal process, which is outlined in the policy.
And it's important you understand that appraisal process. Once again, there can be some time limits on the appraisal process. The appraisal process is going to involve normally you picking a person and the insurance company picking a person, different persons, who both are going to value the damage. They're going to talk about the damage, determine the damage, value it, come out and look on the roof, and whatever the individuals think they need to do it. Then they're going to refer it, or they're going to submit it to a referee or a judge. Huge controversy in Colorado about what those people can do and whether they can advocate, whether they should be advocates, how they want to get involved in covering your damage, how they want to get involved in making sure you have coverage. This is not something you want to go alone. This is something you want to have some professional and competent advice on, of people who can talk, because they're going to be applying, whether it's actual cash value, replacement cost value, whether or not they're going to be, how they're going to take care of the matter, what the true damage is, whether or not you have enough damage on the different items to be able to be protected, whether or not it was caused by the hailstorm, how much it should be, how much it'll cost to repair and replace it. And you can have a lot of different nuances that are involved.
So what'll happen is, you know, the insurance company has their representative. You've hired your representative, whether it's a roofing company, whether it's a public adjuster. They get together and they try to figure out what think the roof is. I'm going to talk about a roof repair. Figure out what the value of the roof repair is. If they cannot agree, then each one, what they'll do is they'll hire a third person, as Brad said, as an umpire. And the umpire then will make a decision as to the value of the roof. Now, like Brad was talking, can the person you hire be your advocate? Can it be, or how about the insurance company? Can they advocate for the insurance company? I mean, that's questions going to the Colorado Supreme Court.
Yeah, for the moment, they can. The person you hire can be your advocate and can be talking to the umpire about why you should get more. The insurance company can have their advocate and then talk to the umpire about why you should get less. But the Colorado Supreme Court's going to decide that. They took cert in a case where they're going to make that decision. But for right now, what's important is you understand that you start the process normally by either getting a public adjuster, but normally you're going to do it by getting a contractor that is going to look at all the different items to see what your damage is, list it, call up, make your claim, make sure they get an adjuster out there to look at it. Make sure your contractor's there to talk to that adjuster when they look at it. Make sure you get good, sound reports from everybody about what happened. Find out how much they're offering you. And when it's too low, when it doesn't make sense, when you can't get your house taken care of, when you can't get your property reimbursed, when you can't get the things fixed that you need to have fixed, then it's time to talk to lawyers and the public adjusters. Now, you know, and this is to the individual homeowner, individual renters. If we're talking about a condominium unit that's got hundreds of condominium buildings and we're talking about millions of dollars, the lawyer should be there up front. They should be dealing with it immediately. But on the regular homeowner, follow this process and you're probably going to be all right. Give the insurance company a chance. But understand, the insurance companies are flooded with claims. So a lot of times the people they have going out and look just aren't confident to do this, or they're going to give artificially low offers. Why? Because if they estimate it low, they can keep getting more business from the insurance company. Why not? Why shouldn't they do it? So you want to make sure that the insurance company person they sent out is professional and is competent. Normally, your contractor will know that, but there's nothing wrong with asking for the background and the credentials of that person. Then, Bob, you got to get the house, you got to get everything repaired.
And that could be in this marketplace, you know, it's like right now, if you had hailstorm on your damage to your car, good luck getting repaired for many, many months. This is just with all these storms, we're inundated. There's just not enough people to do the work. But, you know, the first thing you need to do, though, is get everything reported. You know, as a takeaway, Brad, I think the big thing is people need to understand what's in the policy. I think they need to read their policy. They haven't read their policy, they should pull it out and look at it. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. And if your policy doesn't have the stuff we've talked about, should be a standard HO3 policy. It should be replacement cost value if you can at all afford it. Get replacement. Get enhanced. Make sure the valuation of your property is correct. If you have a house worth $500,000 and the coverage is only $250,000, come on. Go to your and it's going to cost you more money, yes. But you want to make sure you have this coverage, because when you lose it, when you lose that property, hail damage, fire damage, all the different things that can happen to you, you're not going to like the fact that you may lose all your coverage. You may have no coverage. You may have very limited coverage. And that's going to be damaging to you. So pull out your policy, read your policy, understand what it says.
And then I think another big thing is, what is your deductible? Is it, you know, if you have a damage, can you afford, is your deductible so high that you can't afford to get your house repaired?
Absolutely. Find out that deductible. Make sure it's something you can pay for and you understand what's happening. You've been listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Bob Leonard. Normally, our show would have been filled with all personal injury, but today we took a little bit of a change and we moved a little bit to help you through these hailstorms, through the terrible storms that have hit Colorado. It's important, through the rainstorms, through the windstorms, so that you understand how to get your house fixed. If you've been hurt by the negligence of another, give us a call, 303-795-5900, bellpollock.com, championsofthepeople.com. And if your property's been damaged and you need help, you give us a call. We'll get you to the right people, or we'll handle it ourselves, or we'll get you to public adjusters. We'll make sure you're protected. In the meantime, pick up our books, take a look at our website. We're the Champions of the People, and we'll see you next week.